Hello, bonjour, I swear. This is Jen Lane, virtual teacher librarian for Mission Public School District. And this is our first special resource bulletin for the month of April, 2020. I'm leading this post with a Stalo teaching that has been generously shared by Chief Johnny Williams and Peggy Janicki, who is the Indigenous mentor teacher in Mission Public School District. I'm trying to keep this teaching in mind when I look for resources and ways to support my own health, my family's health, and that of the community. And I'm looking forward to collaborating with you all, just maybe a little bit differently over the next few weeks. I'm going to take a minute to just let you know that the resources posted below are not the only resources that we have access to in Mission School District. If you're new and you maybe haven't explored curriculum connections before, I encourage you to do so. It's sort of a launching page for all of the district digital resources that we have available publicly, not only for educators, but maybe of use to families and students as well. In the resource section, there are subject area pages with links for every subject area in the redesigned curriculum. We also have links to the core competencies, assessment, inclusion, and links to some of the other resources that we've created over the last few years together, like Thelit Squelquel, the Stories of Truth, Reconciliation, and Residential School website, the Sewalsawes Digital Library, and we have a K-6 Virtual Learning Commons that has many wonderful resources for the elementary schools, including lots of links to free ebooks, and Indigenous stories are also included there. You'll see some new resources are posted down below, and many organizations continue to open access to previously paid subscriptions. So this is just the beginning with some of our top picks so far of resources that we were already sort of looking into and know to be really well-designed resources that we hope might assist you as you're planning some different types of educational experiences. We'll probably have future blog posts with resources as well, and you are welcome to contact myself or any of the other mentor teachers in the district if you need help. And don't forget your local teacher librarian as well at the school level. They have access to a lot of knowledge about digital resources and ways to access very specific types of resources for your students. I hope that you take care, and I look forward to being in touch virtually with you over the next little while. Take care. Bye.